Thanks for listening to the Hit That Line Podcast Network. You can now download our new app in the iTunes or Google Play Store. Listen anytime and anywhere on your favorite mobile device. Just search Hit That Line now. Subscribe to the Hit That Line Podcast Network. Y'all ready for this? This is the Gimme the Hogs Chuck podcast presented by Weichert Realtors, the Griffin Company.
Just when I thought I was out, they pulled me back in.
He is a loathsome, offensive brute. Yet I can't look away.
This is the business we've chosen.
This is like catching a big brown trout on the White River. I've always wanted this. Give me the hogs, Chuck.
Can you be a Razorback fan in good standing and pull for a Will Wade coach McNeese State team to advance over Gonzaga in the NCAA tournament? I don't know what I think about that. But I think McNeese State's going to beat Gonzaga. They play tonight in the opening round of the NCAA tournament. In fact, as I work on my bracket right up until the start of the game, I've got McNeese State in the Sweet 16. They're my early round bracket buster. Now, if you've heard me speak about brackets, you know that I believe that by the time you get beyond the Sweet 16, or really to the Sweet 16, you better be mostly chalk. You can have one or two outliers, and McNeese is mine. But you better be chalk for the most part when you get to the Sweet 16, because that's where you really begin to rack up the points. And if you don't have anybody still playing, you'd be in trouble. But I know everybody's doing it today. It's fun. It's the NCAA basketball tournament. It's what we're all going to be watching as we move through the next couple of days. So we're going to talk about that as we begin on the Gimme the Hogs Chuck podcast presented by Weicker Realtors, the Griffin Company. Obviously, baseball, the top-ranked Razorbacks on the road at Auburn. They open their series tonight. And there's some basketball on the home front, too, men and women, that I want to get into today. So let's just get right down to work. Baseball, Razorbacks, and Auburn tonight. Hogs have won 13 in a row. They're ranked number one in the country. Auburn still ranked number 24, but they lost all three games at Vanderbilt last week. And in fact, they were knocked around. You'll recall Arkansas outscored Missouri 23-1 in the series at Baumwalker Stadium. Well, Auburn went to Vanderbilt, and they were outscored 32-13 in their series. Now, they came back and won their midweek game, but they're 14-6. Overall is the bottom line. This is Dave Van Orn talking about the Tigers.
A very offensive team. They hit home runs. They can score. Their lineup's deep. Like you said, it's hard to judge anything really this early in SEC play. I mean, you have a bad weekend, a bad day or two, and your numbers don't look right, and they'll even up. But, Vanderbilt is tough at home, playing on that turf, no foul territory. It's a totally different environment. It's just a different game. Auburn's really good at home. You look at their home record. They've done a nice job over there with their, accommodations for fans. And now they go around right field, and they built another section almost in center field, right center. And it can be loud there now, and they get after you pretty good. So we're going to have to pitch and field again so we don't give up big innings, because those guys can score.
Now, Auburn has scored more runs per ball game. If you want to get down to average, Auburn scored more runs per ball game than the Razorbacks have. But here's the difference. Arkansas's team ERA is 2.35. Auburn's is 4.96. That's a difference of better than 2.5 runs per ball game. That's why Arkansas is a better team. That's why Arkansas has got a good chance to win this series. They've won the last five series over Auburn. And they'll start tonight at 6 o'clock. It'll be on the SEC Network. Hagan Smith will be the Razorback pitcher. You want to talk about a guy that's been dominant. He's 3-0 right now, a 1.57 ERA. It seems like every time he pitches, he's even more dazzling than the outing before. This is Dave Van Orn talking about his ace.
He's just 20 years old, and he'll be 20 years old when the season's over. Even if we play in the last game of the season, he's still going to be 20 years old. He's young. But he's gotten physically stronger. I think what he can really do is he can really repeat his delivery. He stays balanced. You know, he doesn't get out of whack much, and that's why there's not those bad misses. And when he does miss, it's they're pretty good pitches. And, you know, some are just right there, ball off, and that's what you want. Just the development with Coach Hobbs and growing up, you know, practice. I mean, everything combined is just making him the guy we thought he could be, and even more honestly. I mean, who could project that? You know, how good he is right now when he was, you know, when he walked in the door here. We knew he had a really good arm. We knew he was a great kid and he wanted to get better. But probably to me, though, ever since the season ended last year, and, you know, it didn't go good his last outing. And that guy has worked incredibly hard. And this is a guy that's almost unanimous pick for captain. And he doesn't talk a whole lot. And they picked him because they just see that guy working every day. And, you know, probably as a young pitcher, you're probably going, how am I going to keep up with this guy? And they respect him a lot. And
I want to go back to the very first sentence of that soundbite. He's only 20 years old. That's what's so remarkable about someone like Hagen Smith to me. I'm 20 years old times three. So I got a few years on me, lots of miles, so to speak. But I do remember when I was 20. And my maturity level compared to someone like Hagen Smith's, well, there really is no comparison, just to be quite honest about it. I didn't have any mature friends that were 20 years old. We were all idiots. We didn't know anything. We just ran wild. These guys now, particularly somebody like Hagen Smith, I mean, he's a grown man at 20. Now, I don't know if he came out of the womb at 20 the way some kids do, but he's there now. And what Dave said a minute ago I think so true. We talked about this on the Morning Rush earlier today, that when Hagen Smith was a freshman, and I remember when he came in, I don't recall a lot of people saying, man, this is a can't-miss guy. He's going to be a first-team All-America one day. You just wait till he's a junior. I don't recall hearing people say that. But as it's turned out, through the work that he has done, he's developed into arguably the best pitcher in college baseball so far. It's a lot of season left to go. We're going to find out a lot more about the Razorbacks beginning this weekend. Those who are buying or selling a home, you hear me talk about Weicker Realtors, the Griffin Company. You hear me talk about my experience with them. I had a great experience with them. I think that's going to be your experience too. I can tell you when I knew I'd partnered with the right people. When I was explaining to them what I was looking for as a then first-time home buyer, and they looked right back at me in the eye and they listened to everything that I was saying. And then they made my dream of home ownership come true. And when it came time to sell and move up, as they say, or move to a bigger house, they looked me right in the eye again. We talked about it and they listened to what I wanted out of the house I was selling and what I was looking for. And then they made it happen. And every step of the way, the line of communication was open. I never had to wonder about the status, believe me. They kept me posted. And ultimately, when the contract was signed, they knew how to get to the close, too. And if you've ever been involved in a real estate transaction, you know that there's a difference between signing a contract and actually getting to the close. Getting from point A to point B in that regard may be what Weicker does best. Weicker Realtors, the Griffin Company. Now, they've got offices in Northwest Arkansas. They're in Washington County. They're in Benton County. They're in the River Valley in the Fort Smith office. Branson serves not only southern Missouri, but also north central Arkansas. They have a vast selection of homes, and you can check it out at WeickerGriffin.com.
Give me the hogs, Chuck! Give me the hogs!
The tournament is here. BetOnline is your bracket headquarters for this season with the best bracket contests out there, and odds, lines, and info on every game and every round right up to the national championship. You can access the most up-to-the-minute wagering information anytime from your desktop or your mobile device, and even track your bracket real-time all the way through the tournament. Head to BetOnline today and get in on all the action. Remember to use the promo code BLEAV for your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. BetOnline, the game starts here.
Davis, the rebound, got it, and ties the game. Saved inside, Davis will put it up. Arkansas has their biggest lead. It's Davis for the lead. Timeout, 2.9, Arkansas by 2.
Here's Davis going to work on Adams. Davis got another one. Seventh, a block by McCuller. Davis gets it back. Davis is fouled. What a game he's putting together. Arkansas wants to push. Davis taking on Adams. Davis, oh, he scores it. Goes to his strong hand. We're tied at 61.
Seconds left. Here's Green. Off the mark. Loose ball controlled by the Hogs with 2 seconds left. And this will finish it. In style.
So Devo's leaving. He announced yesterday that he's entering the transfer portal. It's the usual type statement that you see from someone who's leaving, thanking everyone from God to the guy down the street. And Devo has put his name into the portal. He's going to perhaps see what the feedback is from the professionals. By that, I mean not just the NBA, but perhaps Europe. I think there maybe are a lot of things that Devo's going to be looking at. I don't think it's inaccurate to say this was mutual. You just heard some of the highlights a moment ago. Some great moments in Razorback history. I mean, great moments. And Devo being an Arkansas kid made it even more special. And for him to have an opportunity to do all that as a kid from Jacksonville, I'm sure that it was a dream come true for him. And it's been interesting to me over the last 4 years to watch Arkansans live their dreams through Devo. Because every one of those people that grew up in Arkansas, particularly the young boys, dreaming about playing for the Razorbacks, Devo got to live the dream. And a lot of us, I think, probably felt a greater affinity for him because of that. But make no mistake, I mean, this was kind of like a marriage that began very promisingly with many, many happy moments. And by the time it's over, it just sort of winds to a stop. And that has been my impression of what's been happening with Devo over the last year. It's just been slowly winding to a stop. For all the great things Devo did, and man, there were many, he also left the team twice. Who does that? I mean, really? How many Razorback teams over the years? You think about it. How many players have we had that just say, hey, man, I'm out for a couple of weeks? I mean, not granted, he didn't run off to Vegas like Dennis Rodman did. But seriously, how many guys do you really remember that have just said, no, Coach Richardson, I'm going to sit this one out. Coach Sutton, I need a couple of weeks away. That just is unheard of to me. But it happened twice. And, this time around, Musk could have said, no, you can't come back. But I also think the writing was on the wall even then. The season was shot. They weren't going anywhere. And I think there was also the internal knowledge that when the season's done, our relationship with Devo's probably over as well. So he let him come back. But it has been all over the road during Devo's time here. The highest of highs. And then things that were just impossible to explain that seemed to happen in relation to Devo and the basketball team. Having said all that, in my mind, he's always been one of us. He's always been one of us. He's always been a kid from Arkansas dreaming of playing for the Razorbacks. Just like tens of thousands, hundreds of thousands of young boys in our state. And again, he got to live the dream. He took us along for the ride. I wish him well. And I hope the Razorbacks are able to replace him with a great player on the roster. Obviously, there's a lot going on right now in terms of the transfer portal. Now, I said a little bit earlier, I thought McNeese State was going to beat Gonzaga in the opening round of the NCAA tournament. I know they are smoking today at the Bet Saracen app. And if you're going to be the best prepared, you've got to download the Bet Saracen app. I know most of you probably already have, but if you have not, When you do, you'll find out very quickly why it's Vegas, Arkansas style. And today, man, it is all about March Madness. It is all about the NCAA tournament. Unless you want to bet on the Razorback baseball team, and you want to place a wager on Hagan Smith, and you want to place wagers on the Hogs and the Tigers this weekend in baseball, that's all there too. That is what makes it Vegas, Arkansas style. And it's part of the reason why it's Arkansas's favorite sports betting app. You get all the things you want from things like the NCAA tournament, but then you get that Arkansas touch, and that's what makes it work. Now, if you've not downloaded it, you've still got time to do it today. They've got a How to Play video. They'll get you ready to go with the Bet Saracen app. One note before we go. Women's basketball playing in the inaugural WBIT. They're playing a road game tonight at Tulsa. I don't want to talk about that. I want to talk about the transfer portal and how that's affected the Razorback women's basketball team. Talia Scott, perhaps the best freshman they've signed in a long, long time. Not coming back. Things didn't seem quite right. Then she left for a family emergency, never came back, except to get her stuff. And she's gone. Sailor Poffenbarger, team's leading rebounder, transferred to Arkansas from UConn. She's in the portal, too. Neighbors was asked about this. Mike Neighbors, Razorback women's basketball coach. When you have something happen like this and you hold a pregame press conference, you get to talk about the game for a couple of minutes, and then it's all about the people who are leaving. And that's kind of the way it worked in Neighbors' pregame press conference, if you want to talk about that, looking ahead to the game with Tulsa. This is what he had to say, first about Talia Scott's departure and then alluding to the departure of Sailor Poffenbarger.
You know, it's been in the works for a while, and it's something that, again, just like I've said before, it's nothing that anybody on the planet could control. So I hate it. I hate the situation, but it's the best for her and her family. When she came up here, got a great hug on the way out the door. Wish her nothing but the best, and just keep her and her family in our thoughts wherever she lands. Hopefully it's not someplace we have to play against. But Sailors was a little different. They're all different. That one was more toward the end of the year, starting to come down, and a buildup of things. So they're all really different. They're all handled differently. Some you have a lot of communication with, some you don't have any communication with. Some you feel like you have answers for, others you're blindsided by, and you be just like everybody else and start to speculate. So I would never share intimate details about any of my players or that when it comes to that. Those are all things that we dealt with as a team, but they're all different. The fact that the portal opens on a day right after the selection deal, that's something that we're working through as an organization. It's just bad timing.
Now, the Razorbacks busy in the portal. They've already gotten one commitment, one signature, and they'll obviously, as we said, play a game tonight against Tulsa, but their roster is going to look a whole lot different next year, too. It's just that time of the year, and rosters are not going to look the same. Teams are not going to look the same, and certainly for the Razorback men and the women, that'll be the case. All right, that's enough for today. By the time we gather tomorrow, the opening round of the NCAA tournament, at least the Thursday portion of the opening round of the NCAA tournament, will be in the books. Razorback legend Matt Jones will be along. We'll take a look at how his bracket fared during the course of the opening round, or how it fares today, and we'll get you set for a big sports weekend. Hope you're enjoying your spring break week. Man, it's flying by. We'll talk tomorrow. Until then, thanks for listening.
Subscribe to the Gimme the Hogs Chuck podcast. Go to hitthatline.com or search Hit That Line wherever you listen to podcasts. Don't forget to rate, review, and share.
This podcast has been presented by Bet Online.
This podcast is an exclusive property of Pearson Broadcasting. It may not be copied, reproduced, modified, published, uploaded, reposted, transmitted, or distributed in any way without Pearson Broadcasting's prior written consent.